Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. It's your boy, Jake Carter, here to dive into something super important, emotional regulation. You know that feeling when you're completely overwhelmed by emotions, like a roller coaster with no brakes? Ever feel like you're just reacting instead of responding? Yeah, we've all been there. But the good news is, we can absolutely get better at handling those waves. Today we're going to arm ourselves with some killer strategies to become emotional masters, not slaves to our feelings. Now, emotional regulation isn't about suppressing your emotions. That's a recipe for disaster. It's about understanding them, acknowledging them, and responding in a healthy, constructive way. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to outrun a wave on the beach, right? You learn to ride it, to use its power to your advantage. And that's exactly what we're going to do with our emotions. First up, let's talk about mindfulness. This ain't some mystical practice reserved for monks in mountains, though they've got it figured out. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Like, when you feel that anger rising, just notice it. Observe the sensations, the thoughts, the urge to lash out. Don't judge it, just acknowledge it like a curious observer. This creates space between your feelings and your reactions, giving you a chance to choose how to respond instead of just reacting impulsively. Next, we need to get familiar with our emotional triggers. Ever notice certain situations or people that seem to send you into overdrive? Well, those are your triggers. Understanding them is crucial because it lets us prepare for them. You know that coworker who always pushes your buttons? Maybe you can mentally rehearse how to respond calmly next time they ruffle your feathers. Or maybe you need to avoid certain social situations altogether when you're feeling extra sensitive. Speaking of preparation, building healthy coping mechanisms is like having a toolbox filled with awesome tools for dealing with tough emotions. Exercise, meditation, journaling, spending time in nature, these are all game changers. Find what works for you and practice those strategies regularly. It's like training your emotional muscles. The more you use them, the stronger they get. Let's talk about communication. Bottling up your emotions is a recipe for disaster. Learn to express yourself clearly and assertively, but respectfully. Remember, it's okay to say, "I need some space right now," or "That comment really hurt my feelings." Expressing your needs without blaming others can be incredibly empowering. Finally, remember to practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during tough times. We all make mistakes, we all have bad days. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. You deserve that kindness. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's always stressed about deadlines at work. She used to get overwhelmed, snapping at her colleagues and missing important details. But then she started practicing mindfulness during her workday, taking short breaks to breathe deeply and focus on the present moment. She also discovered the power of exercise, hitting the gym after work to release all that pent-up tension. As a result, Sarah feels calmer, more focused, and less reactive. Her relationships at work improved, and she even started enjoying her job again. See, emotional regulation isn't about being perfect. It's about making conscious choices that lead to a happier, healthier life. So, remember these five key takeaways. Mindfulness. Understanding your triggers. Building healthy coping mechanisms. Communicating effectively. And practicing self-compassion. Start implementing these strategies today and watch your emotional well-being soar. Ready to take control of your emotions? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips. Leave a review if you found it helpful, or join the conversation on social media. Use Dopamine Declutter, and let's create a community of empowered individuals navigating life with greater emotional awareness. Until next time, Keep decluttering those dopamine pathways, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.